biggest message I would tell your listeners and everybody is to take the time, the conscious time, to really discover what it is that your numbers are. Because the more in tune, the folks I find who are the most successful, the most in tune, those who will be able to live the best life, are not those who are focused on necessarily getting the best investment rate of return per se and trying to reduce their taxes the most. It's those who are completely in touch with exactly what it is that they spend and what it is and how dependent they are on their retirement bucket. Because armed with that information, they can determine very specifically what it is that they can afford to do and what they can't afford to do, which helps them liberate the money that they've saved and that they have been able to take all this time to be able to build up to support them. Without the level of confidence that comes from knowing your numbers, none of that is possible.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Are you confidently looking forward to your retirement? Do you think you will be able to relax and enjoy that future life that you've been working so hard to achieve? It's getting close for many of you, and your success in retirement will depend on how confident you are. Do you know what sort of lifestyle you want to achieve in retirement? And it all goes back to the numbers, of course, those financial numbers. Understanding the lifestyle you want to achieve and how much that will cost. And it's something that's easy to do. If you give anything focus, you will come up with the answers. Are you ready to start living that life that you've earned and finally get to start spending that money? Hi. Welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Anne Nelson. And today we are speaking with Jack Phelps, America's retirement coach and the president of the Relaxing Retirement Coach. He is an author of the best-selling book, The Relaxing Retirement Formula, for the confidence to liberate what you've saved and start living the life you've earned. Welcome to the show, Jack.
And thank you. It's great to be with you.
It's terrific. And we were just talking before about where we all live. So I live in sunny North Queensland in Australia on the East Coast. And where are you located, Jack?
I'm in Boston in the United States, on the in the northeast of the United States.
Right. So we're both on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit different temperatures, a little bit different season than you're experiencing right now.
Yes, we're heading into our spring.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We're just heading into fall as we speak.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Relaxing Retirement Formula, what's your background, Jack? Could you tell us, the listeners, a bit about yourself? So what led you to becoming an author?
Sure. For me, it all started many, many years ago. It's really the year I got out of school. The year that I graduated college, I was having a conversation with a gentleman who happened to be a school teacher like my father. And without realizing it and the impact that it had on me, he sort of mentioned in passing that he would have jumped at the opportunity to take advantage of this discount that was currently being offered at the time, not right now, but back then, to prepay all 4 years of his son's tuition. And at the time, I can remember thinking, this guy must be nuts, because all I could think of was what made him believe that he could afford to do that, because my parents never took a vacation for 26 years. And I can virtually guarantee you that the concept of prepaying all 4 years of a college tuition was not something that was being discussed in my house. And so that one passing comment by that retired school teacher is really ultimately what led me to write the Relaxing Retirement Formula, the book. And my curiosity got the best of me back then. And I began studying literally everything that I could get my hands on that had to do with money and finances. And in doing so, one of the statistics that I came across was that after a 40-year working career, only a very small, tiny percentage of Americans successfully retire to either a same or a better lifestyle. And of course, the obvious other side of that equation is that the overwhelming majority don't. And that struck me as really sad. And so from that moment on, I immersed myself in studying that tiny percentage of Americans to find out what is it that they were doing differently than everybody else, because clearly they were getting a better result. And the first thought that I had was that they simply had more money. And what I came to learn over all these years being the retirement coach over the last 30 years is that I was dead wrong. And the reason I say that is because I've met countless numbers of men and women who have a lot of money by most people's standards, but they have an enormous amount of anxiety and they live their lives as if they're going to run out of money tomorrow or the next day after that. And so what I've discovered is that the biggest difference between those who do this well and those who don't is the amount of confidence that they have. And if you think about that point in everybody's life where you sort of, you know, you're working and you're saving your entire life and you sort of hit that point where you say, gee, I wonder if I can afford to stop working if I so choose to do so. And then if I can afford to do that, how much can I afford to spend and how do I make it last? If you think about that phase in your life, which we call the employment dependency threshold, the whole concept of no longer receiving a paycheck for the work that you do and from saving and from accumulating and then flipping the switch to begin spending what you've taken your entire life to save is a very, very, very strange time in your life. And most people do not have the amount of confidence necessary to do that. And what we've discovered over the years is that the very same small percentage who have done the best job of accumulating are the very ones who have the hardest time flipping the switch. And so the Relaxed Retirement Formula was developed to be able to give these folks who have done such a good job of accumulating the confidence to be able to liberate, if you will, what it is that they've saved. Because unfortunately, all those years of discipline and saving and of building up money and investing it are of absolutely no value to them now if they don't have the financial confidence to spend it.
That's very interesting. What percentage of people that you have come across are actually in that position that they are able to enjoy their lifestyle in retirement? Is that?
Yeah, our members are a bad sample size in terms of that, because everybody by definition who makes their way into our program has done a very good job. But if you do the numbers, interestingly, Social Security Administration in the United States has done survey after survey and study after study over the years. And unfortunately, even with all the education that has taken place and with all of the advisors that are running around and all the education that they can find on websites, the percentage of the population who is able to, after 40 years, be able to support themselves financially without assistance, in other words, complete financial independence, is only about 5% of the population. That's it.
Wow.
It's very sad.
So we haven't given that a priority, it sounds like.
It could be priority, or it really could come down to really what we've discovered over the years is that it comes down to habit form. And the challenge that everybody has once they get to that stage in their lives is it's a very new concept historically. So if you think about it, historically speaking, the whole concept of being able to support yourself financially without income coming in from work anymore, that's only been around for about 70 or 80 years in human history. Before that, everybody worked until they passed away or they were supported by their families. And so the reason why people are struggling with it so much is because it hasn't been indoctrinated into our system, into our study, to be able to convert what it is that they've taken their lifetime to save into income that they can live and feel confident and do everything that they want to do. Hence the reason why we've designed the program and written the book to be able to help those who have done the best job to be able to liberate what they've saved.
Do people have any trouble coming up with their numbers, what they need to live on?
Good question. Yeah, it's a good question. I would say that the majority of folks do not have a great handle on that, and it ends up being our number one recommendation for them, because what happens many times if you listen to financial talk shows on the radio is someone will call in and they say, I have X number of dollars, and we'd like to do this and we'd like to do that. Can we afford to stop working? And if we had two couples, for example, both of them have, let's just use American dollars if we can just for a moment. If two couples both have, let's just say $2 million of money built up in their retirement bucket and their retirement savings, and they both get the same amount of Social Security income every single year, you would think that both of them would be in the exact same position. When in reality, that's not true, because if the first couple lives a very simple lifestyle, they only own one home, they have no mortgage left anymore, they only buy a new car once every 10 years. So let's say that after Social Security, they need to withdraw, let's say $5,000 a month from their bucket. That's probably very different than couple B, who may still have a mortgage for paying their kids' education or paying for weddings and things of that nature. They might have a second home. They might buy cars more often. They might need to withdraw $11,000 per month. And the key differential for determining just how financially solvent you are is knowing what that number is, knowing just how dependent you are on your retirement bucket, because that's going to be the indicator to tell you how financially healthy you are.
So we all need to get very clear on the lifestyle we want to lead and how much it's going to cost us.
Absolutely.
So what is the next step then after that, when we do get clear on our numbers?
Once we get clear on that, then because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to answer three questions. First is, do we have enough? In other words, do we have enough built up to determine if we can stop working, if we so choose to do so? Because most of our members, the day that they find out, do not stop working right away. Many continue to do so, but now they're doing so in what we refer to as the catbird seat, because now they can do everything that they want and choose to work if they want to. So there's that phase. The second question then is, how much can we afford to spend? And so one of the things that we put them through when we design their blueprint and make their forecasts is we determine not only do they have enough, but how much more could they afford to spend? In other words, you need this amount of money to come out from your retirement bucket to support you. Here's how that will work. And now, in addition to that, what else can you spend? So for example, if they can afford to spend another $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 per year, what else could they then do to support their lifestyle and do everything that they want to do? And what many of them end up doing is either traveling a little bit more. Many of them now, with that increased confidence that they can afford to do that, actually set up college savings plans for their grandchildren. So what happens is they want to get very creative. What they want to do is get very creative about what it is that the ideal lifestyle that they want. Most people pull their punches when they get to the point in their lives where they're going to live off the money that they've saved. We want to be able to help them confidently not only spend, but do everything that they want to do, including being able to help their grandchildren.
That must give them a lot of confidence going into their retirement when it's made clear to them what they can afford.
Absolutely. Yeah. The second part of that is what allows them to free that up is if they can be intelligent. And the bigger question that they have once they determine that they have enough is, okay, now where are we going to draw the income from? Because they have different pockets of money. Some of the money is built up in retirement plans like 401ks and IRAs and things of that nature. Some of it is built up in other accounts like buying stocks or mutual funds and things of that nature. Some of it is in CDs. Some of it may be in annuities. And where they draw the income from to be able to support their lifestyle is going to make a big difference. And that big difference is the level of taxes that they're going to pay on the money that they take out every single month. And there's a huge difference. In America, the tax laws are dictated based on your age and when you can withdraw from retirement plans, age 59 and a half. And then once you turn 70 and a half, then they make you take money out and pay taxes on that. So how you strategically withdraw has a big impact on that, how long your money's going to last.
And I assume they make you take money out.
Yes. Once you turn 70 and a half, then they make you take it out because they want to, obviously the government wants to get their tax money back.
And is it a minimum amount they're saying you have to take out? They're not saying you can't take out more if you want to?
You can take out more if you want, but you have to take out a minimum and pay taxes on the amount it is that you have to take out.
Yeah. So the return that is required for some investments must be important then, and the timing. Do we also allow in our withdrawal formula for unexpected things like our health for the future?
Absolutely. So when we build, if we think about it, the good news is we've been going through this for 30 years. And so the chances of there being something that's truly a surprise is pretty rare. So yes, we want to build in into the equation everything that could possibly come up. And typically there are fixed expenses that are rather boring, if you will. And then there's variable expenses and bigger expenses, which are for the fun things in life. But most importantly, once you've determined what all of that is and you forecast it out and you determine that you have enough to be able to support yourself without working anymore, then you have to ask yourself a question, okay, what could go wrong? And multiple things could go wrong that could take money out of your retirement bucket. One, of course, is getting sick. And so you have to run through all the different scenarios. What happens if this goes wrong and I have to go either into assisted living or nursing home, or what happens if I pass away or if I'm sued? And when you do that, you want to be asking yourself three very, very important questions, because most people, when they're facing risk like that, they are typically scared out of it because of statistics that they read in the newspaper. And the three big questions are, without insurance, what's the potential financial loss that I could incur? The second one is, what's the probability that I'm going to incur that loss? And then finally, am I willing to absorb that loss myself, or do I want to have an insurance company insure it for me? And most people sort of emotionally react to the prospect of having to go into a nursing home or getting sick in their old age. And they, because of that, that prevents them from confidently spending what they want. If they ask themselves these three questions rationally, they can arrive at a proper plan that allows them to cover themselves and cover all those big expenses so that they remain confident spending what they've taken all their entire life to save.
Yes, because it's longevity, isn't it? That's the unknown thing. Like you indicated earlier, we didn't used to last very long.
Exactly. It's one of the most underappreciated facts is that the average joint life expectancy of a 60-year-old couple, so that's two lives, if you will, the average joint life expectancy is 31.8 years, meaning the average couple is going to live, one of them is going to live to be 92 years old. And for an 85-year-old couple, someone who's 85 says, gee, I really don't have that much longer. Not true. The average joint life expectancy of an 85-year-old couple is 11 years to age 96.
And there's a big difference in the health of those people too. I've heard them talk about, you can have two 70-year-olds and one could be perfectly healthy and the other one frail and needing assistance.
It's one of the biggest things that we notice when we meet with everybody over the years, and we have relationships going back, since some of them almost 30 years, is that there are 70-year-olds and then there are 70-year-olds. We have some 70 who live and act like they are 55 or 60, and we have some who are 70 who live and unfortunately do not have the health anymore that they once had and now live, unfortunately, like they're 80 or 85.
My mum's 90 and we've just put her into some respite care for a couple of weeks because myself and my sister are both busy in the next few weeks, and she wasn't very happy about it. She wanted to stay in her home, but my mum's got low vision. So, you know, that was something that's only developed in the last few years. So you don't know what's going to happen to you in the end.
90 years old is very impressive. Anybody who's had the prospect of having one of their family members, their parents specifically, have to go in to get care, either assisted living like we have here in the United States or a nursing home, the resistance level is tremendous.
And they get very frightened and confused once you get to that age as well. And that takes up a lot of our time as well, assisting our aging parents.
Big factor for our folks who are, when they first arrive and they come to us, usually it's in their late 50s or very early 60s, and many of them still have one or two or both of their parents still alive. And this is one of the factors that goes into their plan, because they have to figure out, are they going to be responsible for any of their parents' care? And not only paying for it, but who's going to be the one in the family who's going to manage it all? Because usually there's one.
That's correct. That's right. Because it's not very good information coming out of some of the assisted living or the nursing home type places on the quality of care that they're actually receiving for the loved ones. So it's something that we're sort of a bit can be anxious about as
very
well.
Much so. I can remember the difference between the nursing home that my grandparents went in back in the early 80s versus care facilities today. And the good news there, at least the ones that I have visited, is they are infinitely better today than they used to be. However, there's still a large area for improvement.
Yes, definitely. So it's been really interesting chatting with you today. How do you help people? How do they get in touch with you?
couple different things that they can do if they wish. They can find out some more information. We like them. Inside the book, The Relax and Retirement Formula, they can find a URL in there, a website where they can go to get free information, free tools, free resources. And your listeners are more than welcome to go and download this. They can go to theretirementcoach.com/formula. And if they go there and they enter their name, they can download a lot of tools and resources that we've made available to all the readers in the book. In addition to that, they can also go to our website, theretirementcoach.com, and they can receive my Retirement Coach Strategy of the Week, which is an email that is going to be sent to them every single Friday morning. And I'm more than happy to make that available to your listeners.
Oh, well, thanks very much. It sounds like it will be very helpful. And to sum up, what would you say is your biggest message to the listeners?
The biggest message I would tell your listeners and everybody is to take the time, the conscious time, to really discover what it is that your numbers are. Because the more in tune, the folks I find who are the most successful, the most in tune, those who will be able to live the best life, are not those who are focused on necessarily getting the best investment rate of return per se and trying to reduce their taxes the most. It's those who are completely in touch with exactly what it is that they spend and what it is and how dependent they are on their retirement bucket. Because armed with that information, they can determine very specifically what it is that they can afford to do and what they can't afford to do, which helps them liberate the money that they've saved and that they have been able to take all this time to be able to build up to support them. Without the level of confidence that comes from knowing your numbers, none of that is possible. So take the time to understand your numbers, and the tools that we make available on the website are going to help you do that.
Well, thanks very much for being part of the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. We've been hearing from Jack Phelps, the author of the book, The Relaxing Retirement Formula. Thanks very much, Jack.
And thanks very much. It was great to be with you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.